From the stories told to the races won, every journey ends where it all begun. Legends run, but the track remains. Echoes of glory in the rains, through the dust and the dreams, through the fire and flame. Every finish line remembers your name. At the wire, where the spirit never dies. At the wire, see the truth in every stride. We'll see you at the wire.
Reddy's Echo as he makes his three-year-old debut for...
It's okay.
We're here to follow the horse, Reddy's Echo, as he makes his four-year-old debut in 2009. The horse is coming off a four-month layoff, and we're speaking with the owners of the horse to learn all about Reddy's Echo, where he was born, how he became a racehorse, and what his plans are for the future.
It's okay.
The rest of the stuff doesn't matter, right? And then I'll just say...
Yes, I only have up to that.
That's basically all it is. I just wanted the little intro in there.
That's cool.
Okay, and then I'll just say...
Yeah, here's...
Each horse has his own racehorse... Each racehorse... Okay.
Sorry, I stepped on you.
Go ahead. Is that all right?
Yeah.
Each racehorse has his own story, and today we're here to learn about Reddy's Echo's story. It all starts here, with the International Equine Network.
Can you give me one more of those? I know you can nail this.
Yeah.
You got it.
Each racehorse has his own unique story, and today we're going to learn the story of Reddy's Echo. It all starts here on the International Equine Network.
Fantastic. You nailed it. Yeah. You nailed it on that one.
That's not cheesy, is it?
No, it's
no,
good to have
you,
a very
believe
lovely...
me, people are going to like that, certainly.
Are you happy with it?
I don't know what it looks like, but sure.
I can show you.
If you are, I mean...
Oh, absolutely.
You've done this way more than I have, and you know what works and doesn't.
You know what? I don't want to say you're natural, but because I don't want to give you a big head, but you did pretty damn good.
Thank you very much. I was very
impressed.
Thank you.
Very good.
So good, we can use you guys again. You'll come back.
Yeah, I'm going to call it that. Don't bother.
This week we want to do, like, we're actually in a film at Phasic Tipton and talk about what a sales company is. And even though the horse was bought at Keeneland, who cares? We're doing Phasic. And then I'm going to talk about Phasic and some graduates, how they've been in the Derby. Just educate people of, you know, how do they get to the Kentucky Derby? Like,
sure. Yeah.
What happens? You just see the Derby on ESPN.
Can anybody run in the Kentucky Derby?
Exactly. Yeah, and so then talk about, you know, like, going to the farms, and we're going to, it's a perfect time right now to film. Like, I grew up on a farm in Versailles, so we're going to go out there, and there's babies running everywhere. And
right.
So maybe one day this week.
Your passion for all of that really comes through as well, because you're obviously really into it anyway, so that comes across on camera too.
That's what everybody always said. It's easy when you're, like, really believe in what you're doing.
Yeah.
If you had to tell me to talk about something, I'd be like, thank you very much. I appreciate the help.
You're welcome.
Race. He's going to be out here doing this race before and
yeah.
doing the Clydesdale, so I'll just text him maybe, like, when he... I'll see him. I'll be down in the paddock and stuff. I'll find him. You guys think of any ideas of cool stories that you've done or that might tie into this, please let us know because we're up for anything.
Yeah.
It's just to help new people get in horse racing. It hasn't started.
We're
2 in the Lexington.
Yeah.
see. I don't want to just take a chance.
I'm sorry, I can't wait to play this couple weeks. Watch your back. Yeah. Yeah, it looks like the weather is supposed to rain and be cold.
Yeah. You can't tell about it. I may miss it every day. Yeah. But if it's good enough, you here, aren't you?
Yeah.
Okay. If it's good enough, we'll play some.
That's it. Have fun. We've got
to go. Amen, man.
Well, yeah, we've got you singled everywhere.
Right? Oh, God.
Good luck. Good luck.
Hey.
Running down the length, just turned it over.
Yeah.
Very good. It's coming back to his ears, but.
He's a little closer than they fucking got him. Like they squeezed him, when they squeezed him, I said, you know what, instead of getting half the check, let me just scoot him out of here.
Thank you very much for everything.
Can we talk to him real quick with that?
This will get him.
Let's get an interview. So he stands, where do you want to do it?
Well,
how do you think Reddy Zecco ran today?
Yeah, I think he ran awesome today. I mean, I think Todd did a great job getting him ready off the layoff. And, you know, he was willing to stay up close today. And you know, we got pinched back a little bit. But, I mean, we're accounted and so forth. I mean, he was really willing today.
So you think that vacation was real good for him?
It looks that way.
He felt good?
Yeah, I mean, as soon as I squeezed him, you know, middle of the turn, I kind of kept inching up a little bit. And I felt like he was going to give me a solid run before I turned for home.
And how do you think he liked this synthetic track here?
You know, he seemed to like it pretty well. I mean, he traveled over it very nicely. You know, and I think he might have run through it a little better, too, because it's not a real cloddy racetrack. It's a little more fine, so it doesn't really pelt him in the face real hard. You know, so he seemed to be taking to it pretty good.
Thank you. Well, congratulations.
Nice win. Thank you.
Good. Yeah.
How about you like?
Let's see. Yeah, I guess let's do it the same way we did Derek. Yeah. Try to get away from
the car. In the middle, or how does that work?
Let's just put you in the middle.
Now that
I don't want to be too tall over here. All right, go ahead.
We're here in the winner's circle with Kevin Spitorcio and Brian Solomon after Reddy Zecco just won here at Keeneland. How does it feel, guys?
You know, it feels like the weight's been lifted off our shoulders. You know, it's, you know, when you're even money or 6-5 favorite here at Keeneland, it's always tough because, you know, there's 11 other horses in here that all thought they could win the race. And so we're just happy he came back on the right foot. Looks like he's moving forward. And you know, I guess you could say maybe the plan's gone according to plan so far. And we'll look to move forward on here. But it's pretty special to win the race out here.
Were you getting a little nervous when he was at the back of the pack, or what were you thinking?
Nervous? Yeah, I was nervous in Saratoga last fall, but... No, you know, I think Garrett did a great job today. I think he bided his time well, and, you know, when he hit the first wire, we started celebrating. I knew they got a little further to go this time, but, you know, he seemed pretty impressive to me today, so I think we're set for a pretty good campaign this year, I think.
It's good. You couldn't ask for a better day. Beautiful weather. Keeneland's packed.
Oh, great day. Great day.
Very exciting. Yeah. Congratulations, guys.
Thank you very much.
Got him.
Journey ends where it all begun. Legends run, but the track remains.
echoes of glory.